The We Love Hip Hop podcast is proudly sponsored by the Borough Heads Glass Gallery, located at 600 Church Street in downtown Toronto. It's Toronto's premier contemporary functional glass art gallery and vaporizer shop, showcasing a huge selection of heady and scientific glasswork by Canadian and international artists.
Yo, man, give me some of that old gangster ass shit, you know what I'm saying? Some shit I can just kick back, smoke a fat ass joint too.
Some good shit.
Put your hand over your heart and in a loud, clear voice, say along with us.
We love hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop, hip hop.
Smoke weed every day.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. And we are back. It's the world's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop. We are on episode number 33.
The Jesus episode.
It's the Jesus episode, eh? Oh yeah, because Jesus died at 33.
Yeah, you caught the connection.
Ah, bunch of getting real biblical in the place, you know. I'm your host with the most, Toast Friday, Ricky Dread. A.K.A. Let's find some A.K.A.'s today. A.K.A. the Mr. Happit, the Mr. Make It Happen Man. Make it happen, man.
Okay.
A.K.A. Bumbleitis, don't know how to talk, man. A.K.A. Stash Cream. And to the right of me,
it's me, Hey Hertz, A.K.A. SSC _ Hey Hertz _ PK Instagram. That's where I'm at.
Yeah.
Yeah, AKA's Smokey the Bear, AKA Long Hair Don't Care.
Long Hair Don't
AKA
Care.
AKA the former Sexy Dread but still sexy. AKA Paul Bunyan, because who chops more trees than Paul Bunyan?
Chill.
My buddy, you know what I'm saying? Spoiled Smokers Collective CEO and founding member, you know what I'm saying? Holla at your boy.
That's what's up right there. Yo, that t-shirt is fresh as a motherfucker. What's going on with that t-shirt?
SSC 420.
Ah.
My boy dude made it. He didn't like how it turned out, so he gave it to me. I still wear it. I don't give a fuck.
No, yo, shout out to dude, yo.
That SSC dude.
You know what I'm saying?
Very antisocial on social media, but he's still antisocial.
He still be posting, though. I see you out there, dude. You know what I'm saying?
He's probably going to send me a text message. You stop talking about me.
He might be watching on live right now.
He's probably at work.
Shout out to all my people on live also, you know what I mean? Keeping us live and, you know, supporting,
bomb. Sorry, I'm over here looking at my iPad because it's recording also, but I should be looking over here to the live. No disrespect to the live.
Mons are dealing with the technology today.
No disrespect to the live.
You know what I mean?
Oh, and the main camera. No disrespect to the main camera, the Canon that's busting all the main features.
Yeah, big up to the YouTube audience out there, youtube.com/WeLoveHipHop.
Yes.
You know, we're almost at 2,000 subscribers.
Oh, wow. What did you say last time we're at like 1,500 or some shit like that?
Mm-hmm. We're at like early 1,700s.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? So we're rounding off, getting to the 1,800 range.
1,000 followers. Sorry to cut you off, right? 1,000 followers. We're giving away Canagars, so we better get those numbers up.
Speaking of Canagars, what you smoking on?
Oh, we doing that now? Okay.
Yeah, let's do it right now. Because I want to smoke a spliff. So.
As we open the Sea Vault.
The Sea Vault.
Yo, Sea Vault, send a bag. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, I'm going to go the other way.
Send a bag, Sea Vault. You know what I'm saying? Send a bag. So we have some purple candy. Pink candy shatter. Wax. Had that last week. And I got some more wax and shatters in here. Then I have some hash floating around.
Hold on. Walk on there. So okay. let's talk about this here.
So right here is some wax shattery. I've had this shit for probably like 6 months.
No, not that.
Okay.
I want to talk about that too. But this.
Remember the thing I had last week?
Yeah, but those are smaller versions.
You get these four. It comes in a four pack. When you buy this one, it comes in a four pack.
Sick.
And then, yeah, they're like little Lego bricks. You can stack them up. You know what I'm saying?
This is amusing to me, yo.
You stack them up, you know, keep your shatter in there. You know, it's non-stick.
Sick.
It's good to travel, you know. have fun with your accessories, you know. So this is more pink candy shatter. I just took it out of the longer one.
I like it.
Put it in here, and then we have this is like some wax shatter. It was a butter or whatever. Now it's just like a wax, like hash almost. Then we have some more hash from last couple weeks ago. I still have hash, but my hash hoarder. Then we have some Rockstar this week. And we have some chemo.
Oh. Oh. Show the people that are on the YouTube there.
We got the chemo.
I need some sound effects to go with that chemo right there.
The Rockstar. That's a Rockstar. And then, yeah, we have, hold on, we have some of my hoarded hash. You know what I'm saying? The pink candy wax. You know
what I'm saying? That's all I got.
And that's about it. Yeah, that's what's in my seat. What you got in your container over there? Are we doing sound effects?
I got sound effects.
Oh, we doing sound effects, huh? All right.
We were having a little sound effect sound clash earlier, you know what I'm saying? Right. We gotta keep it moving. I don't drop and shit, as usual, but...
No, that one didn't sound good. Hold on.
Let's see what I got over here. Shout out to Action Bronson. Apparently, he got his own app.
I don't know if it's his app, but he's just sponsored. I think he's just a sponsored artist of the month.
You keep on like pressing on his face, pause.
Yeah, because his face is there, but we give him the old school air horn.
Because
that's what the Chronic deserves. Yo, you see that sound? You know that Don DeMarco? You know that the DJ Don DeMarco, he does that shit?
It's
like a battle rap DJ or whatever. And that's like anytime there's a hot line, it's like Don DeMarco.
I'm gonna have to look it up, yo.
Okay, well, anyways, what I'm trying to refer to is I like to do DeMar DeRozan. You know what I'm saying? Because we're Toronto bound out here, you know?
So yeah,
and DeMar DeRozan.
And ball season's about to start just now, too, you know?
Hells yeah, enough with the hockey.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. But, you know, before we get into any of those.
What you smoking, Friday?
I got some things here. Oh, it's like it's got labels on it and shit.
Ooh, fancy. You fancy, so, huh?
The Notorious B.U.D. Okay.
Oh, okay.
Hey, baby. So let's put it out into my little. I got my own little bowl here. Bing.
Bing bong bong bing.
So you see it there? It's a very high potency indica, I would say. A head buster.
I'd have to say the same with this Rockstar. For some reason.
So Notorious B.U.D. You know what I mean? In memory of the Notorious B.I.G. That's the
reason because
we love hip hop. And right here, this is some OG Kush. Because we're going to take it back to the old school.
OG?
OG Kush. So y'all remember the OG Kush?
Yeah, I think I need to take this hat off. My hair is too long, yo. Froze bugging up my head, yo.
Long hair cares.
No, I don't care, but my forehead is busted. I'm going to have a red line across my forehead. You see it?
Remember this OG? That good old shit? I want that good thing back. We trying to get focus on here, so.
Fuck that Gatorade, I want that great drink.
Bam! So the OG Kush, we brought it back, we found it, and it's here on the We Love Hip Hop podcast, and it's gonna get smoked into our lungs, because that's what we do.
Smoke weed every day.
Hey, so we're gonna be cutting up some weed and rolling up some blunts, and we're gonna be talking about some different things that are happening, as well as interviewing a young rising talent in the city by the name of September, here in September. So
yeah,
it's a good time.
Virgo life.
There's also big plans, they say, like in the mobster movies. Ladies month next month.
Oh shit.
Ladies month, and we're feeling right. That don't rhyme, but yeah.
Who's gonna be the first female?
I already have one booked.
Okay.
For the first week. There's somebody also coming in on the third week.
I may have someone also booked.
Ah.
For the show.
Okay.
It's a friend of mine. His woman or his girlfriend. She's supposed to be an artist. She's been doing it. I just don't remember her name right now. No disrespect to her. That's why I'm not even going to mention his name.
Right.
So it's just like, but yeah, we're going to talk, and hopefully we'll have probably the last week of October, since you have the first 3 weeks booked. So we'll probably get them in for the last week. And it's a female duo. I'm pretty sure
she's part of a
duo. Yeah.
Okay.
And what? She's like supposed to be like an old school head in the city also. Mm. You know what I'm saying? So we'll see. I'll keep you guys in tune.
Right,
you
know now. What I'm saying? We got Candy K, who's going to be coming in the first week. That's for sure. You know what I'm saying? We also okay, got good. Mel Boogie, DJ Mel Boogie, Foundation DJ in the city. She's going to be coming through, so that's going to be
good. That's a definitely good look.
You know what I'm saying?
We had her brother on the show.
Who?
Chocolate? No. Is it Chocolate?
Chocolate's her brother?
Oh, sorry. No, Master. Sorry. It's not Chocolate. Backbone Slide.
Oh. Maestro Fresh West.
Maestro, sorry.
That's Maestro's sister?
The DJ?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure they're brother and sister.
Holy, I did not know that. That might be a little piece of education I'm getting right here. Holy.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure that's her bro.
Okay.
Like blood brother, not oil. That's my bro. I've known him from time. That's like, I'm pretty sure that's her brother.
Okay, well, shout out to Mel Boogie and shout out to Maestro Fresh West.
Please correct me if you know the right answer, but I'm pretty sure that's her brother.
Yeah, somebody on live jump out and be like, yo, you fucking wrong. But if not,
if
then
I'm wrong,
he
correct
right.
me. You know what I'm saying? I got broad shoulders.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what I'm saying?
Ain't nobody perfect.
We're here to learn.
You know what I mean?
You know what I mean? But yeah, we got those two locked in right now. So Candy K, she's going to be in on the first week. It's going to be real lit. Check out her Instagram page, at Candy K Music. Shit is
don't
real.
Don't start the promotion yet. No disrespect.
No disrespect, but.
We'll get into the promotion when promotion is time, because Friday loves to promote.
I love definitely. Promoting, yo. So let's get into a couple of things before our guest
gets in. We
should
get into something that we missed last week.
Talk about it.
Nas and Swiss Beats birthdays. I don't know if it's the same day, or if it's one after the other, or one, you know what I'm saying? But
okay.
I know they're Virgos and. We missed it last week. I'm pretty sure last week was Nas' birthday, or it was Swiss Beats' birthday.
We know it was Nas' birthday.
Oh,
last week.
We know. Yeah, well, we know because of the parties and all that, and the footage with a certain chick from the Queens.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying
we couldn't help but know it was Nas' birthday with that big old ass in the fucking Instagram pics and all that too. We could talk about it because I have it on the list.
Yo, I've seen it. Oh, we could pre it a bit. Okay, we go pre it a bit.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
It was speculation a couple weeks ago. Now it must be official tissue because that nigga's in the club kissing her up and shit.
Yeah,
I see posts people like, oh, Nas gonna make his third baby tonight.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So
one mic.
One mic.
All she needs is one mic.
Yo, I guess she got some people are saying it looks like she has a new ghostwriter.
Well, listen, if you start to hear Nicki getting all piecing her
Wasi.
Shit up, you know what I'm saying, and getting all super extra lyrical, then you know she's getting more than that one mic.
Oh, she getting that writing book.
I need a. That's the sound effect you need up in there.
Oh, the drum roll. Yeah, I don't got a drum roll, but I do have a. Hold on.
Yeah, they were kissing up in the club. Hey. Yeah, they were kissing up in the club, going off. You know what was crazy about that whole birthday thing? Nas, I don't know if you would call it backlash, but Nas got a little bit of thing for what he was saying about rappers. He's like, all these rappers is corny. All these rappers is corny.
Yeah, because he got his feelings hurt. You know what I'm saying? He got his feelings hurt by the young boy. Even if he doesn't want to admit it, you know, that kind of hurt his feelings deep down. That kind of put a little wrinkle in his armor.
Which
the
one
voice
are you talking about?
He wasn't relevant no more.
The ball
kid. The screech looking kid.
Lonzo.
The screech Drake across. You know what I'm saying? The hybrid of Screech and Drake.
Or he looks like the young version of Kid from Kid and Play.
No.
No?
No.
No?
He's a definite dead stamp of Screech and Drake. The combination.
Oh, if Screech and Drake made a baby.
Well, not if somehow they were related and they were like, I don't know, like half brothers or some shit. I have no fucking clue. But yo,
oh
yeah.
Man, I can't wait to make the YouTube video and make that fucking put those pictures together.
What am I starting?
Oh god. So yeah, Nas is acting a fool. I wouldn't even say a fool. Nas is just. He was just like giving his drunk facts. He's just like, yo, all these rappers in the game is pussy, son.
Okay, well,
I'm just pussy, son.
You're gonna be talking like that too when Hennessy sponsors your party, nigga. You know what I'm saying? And you be drinking all the Hennessy you want, and bottles be popping.
Well, I don't know about me, but
people, no. Well, obviously not you. But
that happens.
You understand what I'm saying? For an art, an entertainer, and an artist like Nas, you know, he's sponsored artists by Hennessy.
And Nas like 48 and 50.
Yeah, the man's almost touching 50. He better be partying.
No, he's not. No, Nas is like 40.
No, he's in his 40s.
45.
He's like what? He must. Is he the same age as Prodigy, or is he older than Prodigy?
Prodigy was 42.
Yeah, so
Nas, he was like 40. Nas is like 43, 44.
Okay, so Nas is older than Prodigy.
You know what I'm saying?
So yeah, maybe okay, we'll give Nas 45. Maybe 44.
Is a garbage can around?
No, here's a bag. Here, behind you, right? 44. I'll give Nas 44. I'll give him the Dirty Harry. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah. And
because he was feeling well lucky. You know what I'm saying? He was feeling well lucky. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, but the thing is, I will say this, to be honest. And we've been kind of shitting on Nicki lately, I feel like. Even though I give her... I like Nicki Minaj.
Yo, she has some
gotta get these jokes when
they're coming.
She got
some lyrics. Yeah. Right? Yeah. But ain't nobody safe, man.
Nas, I feel like he made her look better.
Yo, not what Nas is doing.
Don't close your eyes, yo.
What Nas is doing to her, he's giving her that old school 90s... That old school 90s feel.
It just feels good, you know, to see him rocking.
He's giving her, like, he brought out the 88 Benz.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I mean? He brought it out, you know, nice and white, looking all pretty and shit.
Yeah.
Got it all detailed up, did the whole kick and caboodle.
And maybe you write her some bars. That, man. Oh, yeah, you got filters.
We got
such
the pre-roll filters here. We got the sticky icky on deck. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, we got a construction place over here. A wee construction area right here. You know what I'm saying?
The pre-roll filters. The pre-roll filters.
So
the pre-roll filters in the case. Yes, this is what I roll with.
Besides the whole Nas things that were going on, I want to send get a little bit somber here for a second.
All right, let's do this.
RIP to Bobby the Brain Heenan.
Oh, man. Bobby the Brain, man. It's sad for that guy. He's been struggling with the cancer.
Mm-hmm.
Yo, the cancer didn't like it did Siskel and Ebert guy. You know how Ebert lost his job?
Yeah.
Yo, Bobby lost, like, his job, too. That's why you haven't been seeing him in the public eye. Yo, the last time I seen a picture of Bobby the Brain,
mm-hmm.
My brethren asked me, like, yo, do you know who this is? Look at this picture and tell me, do you know who this person
is? Why, he looked fucked up and shit?
Yo, the man looked nothing. Yo, the man was like, the last picture I seen of him, he was like maybe 90 pounds.
Mm.
His jaw was like literally gone. Like, he was wearing like a long, big turtleneck. Like, throat cancer was eating his face and shit. Like,
oh, man.
Yeah, he got it bad, yo.
Yeah, man. R.I.P. Bobby Heenan.
The same with like Siskel, the Ebert guy, the movie guy.
Yeah.
He lost his jaw too to like the throat cancer and shit.
I think it was Ebert.
Yeah, Ebert.
No, it was Siskel. Because now they have a show, and now it's Ebert and Roper.
Yeah. So,
man.
R.I.P. to both of those guys with that cancer, man. Cancer ain't no joke.
Yeah, man. And I was watching wrestling from back in the days.
Man.
When the 80s, I used to see Bobby Heenan.
WWF. That's all I'm going to say.
Yeah, the WWF days.
That's all I'm going to say. And I'm not talking about Worldwide Foundation or Animal Foundation, whatever it is. I'm talking about World Wrestling Federation.
Mm-hmm.
I got my heavyweight championship belt from 1989 in a false glass case. You know what I'm saying? At home. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Or on the little display. Wrestling. The wrestling, the rebel wrestling.
All my rebel wrestlers, I gave it to my cousin's son. Eugene.
Mm-hmm.
I doubt he even realizes the gems he has. But one of my brethrens, OG Parkdale man,
mm-hmm.
He must have posted a collection the other day he had on Facebook. The man is like four or five wrestlers short from the complete rubber
collection. The whole collection?
Yeah.
Yo, you mind, son? We better not be posting that shit too tough.
Yeah, bro.
There's some enthusiasts that will come looking for him, fam.
Man.
And not have no money for him.
Well, he, like I said, he's a part of the OG, so I'm pretty sure he can handle himself.
You can handle himself. He say, yo, I'm going to hold it down for my fucking wrestling
business, nigga. You know what I'm saying?
Nigga, you ain't taking none of that. That Hulk, yo, leave that King Kong Bundy one right there, sir.
Bro,
move on.
I remember I had the ring. I had the wrestling ring, everything, man. I had that whole shit, man. Grandpa hooked me up.
Yeah, man. So RIP Bobby Heenan.
Yes, the Brain.
And you know, before we get, man,
probably one of the realest managers ever to do it.
He was Hulk Hogan's manager, and then he wasn't. And then, because he was a bad guy manager, right?
Yeah, he was the heel manager. He always managed the heel.
But he started off as, I think, as Hogan. He was Iron Sheik's manager for a minute, too.
He started off before as a fan, and then he got into it. Really? They showed a little thing. Yeah, their dude was. They showed a little finger. You know, their little. You know, their little talk ups.
Yeah, yeah.
On Breen. But yeah, like I said, he's an amazing, manager.
A legend. So definitely.
Yeah, had a scare with Ric Flair a couple weeks ago, but.
Yeah, Ric Flair, he's getting into that age too, you know what I'm saying? What the fuck am I saying? Oh, this is the notorious B.U.D. Jesus.
Baby. So yeah, me right here, I'm just mixing up this salad of hash and wax and Rockstar and some...
Let me let the people get some.
Some Rockstar and some... These different two types of waxes.
Party like a Rockstar. Hash.
We got the Rockstar in here. We got the chemo. Now I'm dropping in this this wax on top of this pink. I keep saying purple. Pink candy wax from VIP. VIP extracts. Always got superior product when it comes to Shatter. You need that lean, the cannabis lean.
Oh man, that other week when we were drinking that shit had my face.
You got the the cannabis lean. He's got that. You need the chocolate and strawberry medicated syrup. Mm. He's got that. If you want the cannabis spread, which is like his version of chocolate spread, like almost like a Nutella. Mm. We can't call it Nutella because they hate it. So it's a cannabis spread. You know what I'm saying? Chocolate cannabis spread.
It's Noctella.
Noctella. We had that on the show. You know what I'm saying? We had Noctella on the show. And then we have just right here. This is the man's product right here. It's always amazing. Always good. Always fire. Always fire. Recommend if you see
fire.
This VIP extracts in your dispensary, buy it.
Yeah. Shout out to the Mons then. Also in the news, and we're going to bring it to the city, but an international artist connected to an international artist. News reports that one of Drake's friends actually... got shot here.
He goes by Fifth, as far as I don't know his real name.
Yeah, Anthony Soares, gunned down, close range.
It was overkill. They showed the video. Sorry, I cut you again. But yeah, they showed the video. I caught like okay. So I watched CP24. For me, CP4 is like back in the days when man used to trap and keep the camera on the lobby.
Yeah.
That's what CB24 is for to me. Like, I just need to see that, see what's going on.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? So, bomb now. Early morning, they showed the actual footage of the man being murdered.
I was watching it earlier.
No, it was horrible, horrendous. Like, yo, they show the man in the lobby, and he's like, you can see the man get like a vibe. Man kind of looks. And the man seeing it coming. And when I tell you the man, two men open up on the man, and one man literally, it looks like the man emptied his thing into the man. Like, yo, the man is like, going like,
The man opens the door just so we can get a little bit closer. Yeah,
exactly. Like, yo, he's not satisfied shooting through the glass.
Yeah.
The man opens the door, reaches more inside, and makes sure he connects. And then they say in the news, there was a guy that was there with the man that didn't get touched.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Wow. So yeah, the police have released their video.
And they're appealing to Drake to help quell this violence in the city.
Wow.
I see that on CB24 too.
Yeah, the city's on fire right now, man.
Yo, at the end of the summer, it's hot, and the men are hotting up. It's crazy, man.
Trust me,
it's been a wild month in Toronto, to say the least.
Yeah, man. Men's gonna need to calm the fuck down, man. Straight goods, man. We've said this on the show over and over again, and I know that... You know, us here on We Love Hip Hop, we can't influence the city to put their guns down. But like, yo, we're minds them that are like, we're not like just some industry nerd guys. Minds them have been through whatever minds are dealing with on the street. Like, you know, we're minds them. You know what I'm saying?
And speaking from experience, man. Yeah,
exactly. And it's like, yo, dog.
That's where you gotta grow up, you know? Like I like to repost a lot of shit.
Mm-hmm.
Gilly the Kid said it best, man. It's not a disrespect when someone says, oh, you're an old nigga, you an old head.
Yeah, I saw you post that.
Huh? Go on, you old head. Get the fuck out of here, old head. That ain't a disrespect, because, nigga, like the man said, the man want to see his kids grow up, graduate high school.
Mm-hmm.
And the man's like, yeah, you can say whatever, but I'm going to spend time here with my old lady. And yeah. You know what I'm saying? I'm sorry I didn't get shot in the head.
Sorry I didn't get shot.
You know what I'm saying?
Sorry I didn't get a chance to raise my kids. You know what I'm saying? You got to press record on that again.
You got stopped.
Yeah. Sorry I didn't get a chance to raise my kids. You know what I mean? Or all the different things that he's saying.
But what he's saying is truthful, though.
Yeah, because, like, what would niggas rather, you know? I'm going to keep it so fucking real that I got to do either all my fucking, my adult life in jail or under 6 feet under? Like, come on, fam. You know what I'm saying?
What do they say? The most potential's in the graveyard or the most talent is in the graveyard or something like that? Is that the line?
These niggas is not even making it to 20, a lot of them, fam.
Yo, I thought, in our day Friday, 25 was the thing. Like, yo, you make it 25, you're good.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Wait, nobody's safe nowadays. Because, yo, some of the people that just dropped out were big men. 40,
mm-hmm.
54. Like, yo, old heads. You're thinking, why the hell are these guys getting shot? Yeah. I'm not talking about the realtor, okay? I'm not talking about this realtor guy who got shot in the steakhouse. You know what I'm saying?
Wow.
Yeah. Second shooting in the same restaurant in less than 2 years.
Oh.
Deadly shoot, both of them deadly.
Okay.
And supposedly the man was like, oh, you gotta be kidding me. Like, he knew it was a joke to him. And then the man said, oh yeah? Well, here's the conclusion to your joke. Bang, bang, step back and hit him with four more.
Wow.
It was like inside the steakhouse.
Inside the steakhouse, eh? Jesus Christ. Yo, what's going on in this?
The city is lava.
It's on fire, yo.
Lava.
It's on fire. So, you know, rest in peace to Anthony Soares. You know, hold your head to the families of the gentlemen, and you know, let's try to get the peace going on in these streets, yo. You know what I'm saying? That's my early good note of the day, yo. You know what I'm saying? All that thugging, like, I listen to a lot of thuggy ass rap, but same way, we don't need to be out there fucking popping each other. You know what I'm saying? Let's lighten it up a little bit.
For sure.
A potential Cam and Jay beef may be brewing. I know from Cam's side. You know what I'm saying? Hold on a second. Let me get my sound effects in here. I know from Cam's side there might be a beef brewing because he was in the studio.
Hey, niggas get shot every day, B. You be all right, nigga.
That beef with Jay-Z? Oh, my fucking iPod has not enough storage.
There might be a beef with Jigga, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, that's old news. Sean Cletta?
No.
Open shows and open toes and jeans?
No,
King
okay.
of New York?
So
that's
what
old news.
No. That's the old one.
That's the old one, but I know this is new again, but I'm just saying, like, that ain't nothing new.
Do you see the track that he has, the Jay-Z track on the 444 album? The newest track there. La, 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 la. The one where they have the video where they do the Friends intro.
Right? That video, that Friends shit. I wish they would do a TV show like that.
I can't remember the name of the song right now. It's like a one-word track, like Glamorous or something like that. It eludes my mind right now. However, in that video or in that track, he's like, "I know killers, you know killers, huh?" Right? And at first, people thought it was a shot to Kanye, and it very well could be a shot to Kanye, because, you know, triple entendre, don't ask me how. You know what I'm saying? He ain't even doing double entendre, he's doing triple entendres, don't ask me how, he said, right? So, he might be taking a shot at Kanye, but he's like, yeah, I know, because you remember when Kanye was like, yo, Jay, don't send your killers at me, yo, don't send your, on his whole stage rant, right?
Yeah.
So that's Jay's response, you know? I know, you know, oh, I know killers, you know killer, huh?
Oh, right? You know killer, huh?
So, that's the shot at Kanye, but it also could be a shot at fucking Killer Cam. So Killer Cam took it upon himself to get in the studio with about 100 sacks of fucking moon rocks.
Yo, that's why I like Cam, because Cam is ignorant, you know what I'm saying? He ignorant when he's
best.
Ready.
The best to ever
do it.
The
best to do it when it comes to being bossy ignorant. Cam is probably the best to do it.
And he had the track already in the clip going off on fucking Jay, talking about how,
oh my goodness.
I know killers. What did he say? Oh, fuck. I gotta pull up the video, but Jesus Christ, there might be something brewing. It all depends on if Jay-Z responds. Because Jay-Z might be like, yo, I'm too big to fucking respond.
But Jay-Z may hit him with that same Dame Dash. Yo, how's my hair, man? You say my hair look good? I
I'm saying? I just got cut. You know, niggas only trying to shoot me and shit. Oh yeah, so how's my hair look? I just came from the barber. You know what I'm saying?
Well, if there is something brewing, I'm all fucking in, yo. Jay, Cam, thing? Let's get it in.
I see the thing about Jay and Birdman.
Jay and Birdman?
Yeah, over Weezy and shit. But I didn't watch the whole interview. There's like a thing on YouTube. It's like a week old.
Really, eh?
Yeah.
Interesting.
Yeah, I was watching it earlier. Yeah. But I didn't get to watch the whole thing because I had to charge up the pads, iPads.
I like when I hear a little bit of a fucking hip hop beef a brewing. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, you like that. You like that drama in your life.
And apparently, Kanye and Jay are supposed to piece it up.
Well, the only person that really benefits is probably Jay-Z in the long run.
You think so?
Yeah, because Kanye is on a level where to Jay-Z, they're not on the same level. Jay-Z is a mogul, really. Kanye West isn't really at that mogul status. Like, he's a big artist, you know what I'm saying?
Kanye West is like one of the biggest artists in the fucking universe. Yeah, but
he's not like Jay-Z big.
He's like right under him.
He's maybe at the door.
Like, Kanye is like fucking God to some of these young
guys. Yeah, I know they even have a religion, and I understand this.
You know what I'm saying? Like, Kanye is like, he's a pretty big deal. He might not be Jay big.
He's not Jay big. That's what I'm trying to say. He's not Jay big. So that's why Jay-Z's, you know, for Jay-Z, it's
Jay's been his boss for a long time.
Exactly. So that's what I'm saying. It's going to benefit Jay-Z more than it's going to benefit Kanye. Yeah, because you didn't fucking put enough weed. And he probably didn't use sticky icky.
I rolled it all fondue.
You know
like,
what I'm saying? Like, look at this. Like, are you outside in the wind?
Holy. Yo, our guest is pulling up, so I'm going to make the live people just chill for a second.
The pre-show done. We'll have to stop pre the talks.
You know what I'm saying? And we're going to get back into it. September's pulling up, and we're going to get a nice little interview popping. So we're the world's most smoked top podcast.
Yeah.
We love hip-hop.
Smoke weed every day.
If you feel like your sock game is getting kind of boring, you know what I mean? Wearing that same old out-of-the-package eight in a pack sock packs, man, you need to step your sock game up. Check out my people at Six Socks Toronto. If you want to know how to get onto them, check them out on Twitter or Instagram at Reed_Craig. That's Reid_Craig. Six Socks Toronto. That's what's up.
I roll our next blood too, so
all right,
you can light that one whenever you're ready.
So we are back. World's most smoked out podcast. We love hip hop, and our guest has finally arrived. Ooh, I almost forgot about my live people, yo. I'm gonna make sure I get my live people out.
Hit the live people up.
You know what I'm saying? So, with no further ado, I'm gonna get to introducing the brethren here. So, sometimes people hit me up on my emails. People hit me up all types of ways. Like, fam, I want to get on the show. And I say to myself, you know what? Send me your email. And I usually listen, and there's people who I like, you know what I'm saying, who I'm like, all right, that's cool. And I check their traction and stuff like that. And then I get a lot of stuff that I'm just like, oh, fuck, bro. Like, I wanna like this shit, but it's like, nah. You know what I'm saying? But sometimes things happen organically, where like, I'm just chilling, we're, you know, we're there at the barbecue, we're doing our thing. You know what I'm saying? And then mans are like, yo, you need to fuck with this nigga right here. And I'm like, yeah, who? And the nigga's like, the nigga September. And I'm like, okay. I started talking to the man, and I first thing I did is I go on the YouTube right away. You know what I'm saying? That's the organic shit. It wasn't one of those, oh, hit me later one of them type of thing. I go on the YouTube and I'm like, yo, besides the fact that the track already has traction on it, the track was fucking lit. And it's the new wave, but the nigga's got bars. And that's what I always appreciate. You know what I'm saying? That no matter how much of these old heads are like, oh shit, as soon as I hear auto-tune, I can't fucking deal with this shit or whatever. We gotta know that hip-hop's evolving. You know what I'm saying?
It's evolving. It definitely is evolving.
It's definitely evolving. And one thing that I do appreciate as it evolves is motherfuckers who can still spit at the same time with the evolution. You know what I'm saying? So if you listen through to a lot of the guys who I think are good, they be piecing it up. But just in a new flow. You know what I'm saying?
Come on, so, stop this, my brother. Smoke with me.
With no further ado, I got a gentleman by the name of September, and it's good because we are in September. You know what I'm saying? Spelled with a dollar sign. So for anybody who's looking to find September, if you're on doing your Googles, doing anything like that, just put dollar sign and then spell September. You know what I'm saying? One thing, and I'm going to get into a list of questions that I have here for you, all right? First question, besides, because September is a really unique name.
Yeah.
Did you ever have a rap name before that?
Yeah, I had like two rap names before that. One had Kid Ray, short form for my real name.
Okay.
But you know what, like I was just evolving as an artist, right? So I just ran with the name September. Felt it was like beneficial with my life.
Mm.
Yeah, very special month, you know?
Yeah. So as you were coming up, before you started like rapping and stuff like that, right?
Yeah.
What were the types of things that you were listening to? Like, what was like, okay, let me ask you this in a different way.
Yeah.
Because you're a younger cat, right? Like, roughly around how old are you?
I just turned 25, like, 4 days ago.
Ah, happy belated birthday.
Oh, happy belated birthday. So, your first inception into, like, listening to hip-hop, like, me and my nigga over here, we heard tapes. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yes. Like, where was your first source of hearing hip hop? YouTube, iTunes, like where were the first place you started hearing this shit?
Honestly, it was like LimeWire.
Yeah.
It was like LimeWire, like just having like the MP3 players too, right? But like that was just a source of listening to it. But like LimeWire and like YouTube, yeah. YouTube played a big role. That was it for me.
Yeah. And like, around what years was that? Like,
I don't remember. Like, it was a long time ago.
So, like, when you first started listening to stuff, and this is like on my list here, right?
Yeah.
Like, the style was different back then. So, like, how was your flow back then? Because I've been searching online, and I've been trying to find stuff, but I can't find older stuff.
Yeah.
Like, how was your flow patterns back? Like, who was your influence when you were rapping back then?
I used to listen to a lot of like Big Sean, a lot of Drake still back, like when he did Take Care and So Far Gone. But yeah, back then it was more straight like rap, like it wasn't like more like I wasn't really an artist like that much as of now, you know what I mean?
Before
it was just like rap. It was just like straight raw hip hop, like bars, punchlines. Now it's more like a sound that grabs the attention. At the same time, you still got to have the bars in there, but you know what I mean? Like now it's just like the art's there.
Yeah, and I see you're directing some of your videos, your co-directing videos and stuff like that, so you're getting your influence there on the look of the videos.
Yeah,
definitely. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And were you writing hooks back then?
I was writing hooks, but it was more like, it wasn't really that, you know, that catchy. It was just more, like I said, like just basic hooks.
Yeah.
It took me some time to actually find my sound. Yeah.
Okay. So like, now, what area? Because like I'm seeing here, like, mans are saying like Jane and Finch area. So like, mans are repping that ends.
Yeah.
So tell me about the Jane Strip, like before you started rapping. Like, how was life.
Jane Strip, honestly, the livest strip in the city.
Livest.
Facts.
Right?
Livest.
Like,
top to bottom.
Yeah, you know?
Top to bottom
is the livest strip. Like,
top to bottom.
I mean, like, it's just the place you want to be. Like, the girls, you see the older guys doing their thing. Like, everyone's just there, you know what I mean? Just actually just turning up. Like, it was pretty lit.
So, when did you start going to the studio and start recording?
I think it was probably like my like second last year of high school.
Mm-hmm.
I used to like save up my money, go to the studio, you know, record a couple songs, just like keep them. Like, just, I wouldn't drop nothing. I'll just record it, just keep them, like, and then like eventually like my boys were just like, yo, you gotta start dropping music.
And then that's when you dropped like the first EP, the Every Month EP. Was that your first one?
That was my first EP. But I actually did like a tape before that, right? But it didn't go anywhere, because like that was when I first started rapping.
Mm.
So like I deleted it. Then now it's just, I did that Every Month EP, and then that was just lit. Like, yeah, it was lit.
So
So every month EP is what started the vibe. Like,
yeah, that started the wave. And that's actually like an unofficial, you know, EP. Like, I'm actually working on a real EP right now. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Okay, so like, what's the recording process? Like, can you work on the music from home and then go to the lab, or do you go to the lab and you like feel it out and just start fucking going from there?
So at home.
At home.
A lot of my songs, believe it or not, like I write on the highway.
By myself.
So you write them on your cell phone?
Yeah, on my notepad. I play the beat out loud in my car, and I go from there.
I can completely relate to that.
Yeah, I don't know. It's just the vibe I get on the roads, as opposed to being home, right?
Yeah.
Because then you may see something that sparks an idea. Sparks
facts.
And then it's like, boom, you just go with that.
Exactly, that's facts.
Yeah. So like, holy fuck, man, this fucking weed is kicking me in my fucking face.
Yo, it's a fire blunt still.
So what does SEM stand for?
So SEM stands for September every month. Right.
Okay.
That's what it is. It's the movement, right? Yeah.
And I see like the honey cup emoji.
The bear. I mean the S with the hornet.
The B on top. We that's the logo. That's the official logo.
Okay.
Right. On Instagram, we use like the honey jar.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it represents the logo too.
So like, what was the inspiration behind that? Like, how does it like relate back to you guys as a clicker or back to your music and
shit? So like, honestly, like the S is obviously, you know, that stands for September, right?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
But we decided to use the honey drip because like it's like you got that like sauce, you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Like it's like a wave, it's like a new thing, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So we decided to use that. And it's like the B just symbolizes like, you know, like everyone just trying to like be on the wave too at the same time. Like, you know what I mean? Like bees get attracted to honey, right? So that's like the audience. The bees are like the audience.
Okay.
So we just ran with that, like the SEM.
Okay,
yeah.
Okay.
September every month.
Okay. So now
I like that, you know, that's September every month.
It's a same concept.
I like that.
Yeah.
So that means that basically it's like your birthday every month.
Yeah, it's just every month is September. Like, I'm not trying to be biased to any other. You know, I'm trying to be biased to my own month, but like.
Whatever. We got man OVO. No disrespect to Drake. You know what I'm saying? The man made October.
Yeah, you know what I mean?
It's like, don't fuck with October.
It's locked down.
You know what I'm saying? Like, to the point where other artists are using it too. You know what I'm saying?
No,
like,
Rich
Kid, April's very own. You know, like, so. We just
stuck with September every month, like, you know. Try to bring that sauce every month, you know what I mean?
Where do you get the name September? Because I asked you about your first rap name.
Alright, so
yeah, like how did September come about?
To be honest, like my mom was born on the 12th of September, right? I was born on the 13th. So it's kinda like she had me for her birthday, right? All my mom's sisters are born in September, my cousins. So you know what, I'm just like, you know, let me just make this
bunch of New Year's.
You know what I mean? Let me just call myself September, because this month means a lot to me, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
That's why I'm like, and the name sounds sick. Like, to be honest, out of all months, like that September, that name is just like, there's no other month that sounds like that.
That's the name.
You got December, October. It's not September though, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah,
it's just that girls hear that, they go crazy. Like, your name's September, you know what I mean?
Mm. One thing I want to ask you though, just jump forward, jump back after.
Yeah.
Where the hell were you guys in that caution video? With all the youths there with the bikes and shit like that? Where the fuck were you guys, man?
That was a good location scout.
Yeah, cause like, I'm like, y'all niggas are in some suburb somewhere.
Yeah.
But I know niggas is from Jane and shit, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So I'm like, where did you find all these little white kids?
That's an easy for an OT venture.
So basically we filmed that in Vaughn.
That seems like a Vaughn name.
So and it's crazy because a lot of people in Vaughn actually mess with my music. That's where I kind of like built my buzz. Like all the white boys and all the white girls, they on the group, right? So we got everyone wants to help out. So I used to see these guys riding dirt bikes every day. Like, it's a big thing out there. Like,
kids
ride dirt bikes for a living. Like, you know what I mean? Run away from the cops, everything. Like, they do that out there. Mm. So, I'm like, you know what? Like, let's just put this in a video. We found like a laneway
between the houses. The look on that video is, yeah, is crazy.
We found a laneway and we're just like, just rip it, like, just do you.
That's dope. That's, yeah, dope. And you know what's funny? Because you it's funny that you mentioned like those kids.
Yeah.
This kid is in the States. I found a kid online who was doing a review on two of your songs.
Dog. Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
Did
yeah,
you
yeah.
see that?
Yeah,
kid?
Yeah, yeah. Someone mentioned it to me and I checked it out. Yeah.
Yeah, it was pretty good.
It was pretty good. Yeah.
You know
yeah.
what I'm saying? Like, he was definitely a fan.
Yeah.
But when I went and checked out his stuff, like, to see where he was coming from, he ain't from here.
I know.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, he was not from the city. He was like, I guess that's how what guys do over there in Toronto and da 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 da. So I was like, oh, this nigga ain't from over here.
Yeah.
You're getting across the motherfucker. And one thing that I appreciate is the fact that you had some videos when you were up in New York last December.
Yeah.
Oh. You know what I'm saying? And Texas and different yep. places like that.
I was at South by South.
Yeah, South by South.
Oh, you were South.
Yeah,
that's dope.
So, one, dope, because mm-hmm. a lot of us, when we deal with this street rap and shit,
mm-hmm.
we can't even fucking cross the border yeah, to let yeah. motherfuckers know how talented
yeah.
is, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. So, keep it that way.
Yeah, that border crossing, nice.
That's like, I feel like traveling is key, you know mm-hmm. what I mean? Yeah.
Tell me about the experience. Tell me about the South by Southwest experience first.
Well...
Land that, like.
How did yeah? So I was in New York before. I was in New York in January.
Mm-hmm.
I went to visit like my grandma, my grandpa, and stuff.
Mm-hmm.
And my cousin, he actually makes music out there too. So I put up to the studio one day with him, and I seen Jim Jones, mm-hmm. right? So I'm like, what the hell? Like, is this real right now? Like, you know, he's about to record after. So I see him, and I'm there like. You know, he's an OG in the game, right? I'm trying to get on game too. Sure. So
yeah, facts.
I'm there, we're talking, he's just giving me like some advice. And then I land myself like meeting this PR that's supposedly there. I don't know who he was there for, but he was there. And then I overheard him talking about South by Southwest, and I'm like, you know, like how I always wanted to perform there. Like, I was actually gonna go to South by South to watch it this year.
Yeah,
yeah, yeah.
I heard it was just so lit.
Yeah.
So then I'm just like, yo, honestly, how do I perform, right? And he's like, yo.
He sees your opportunity. Yeah,
he, you know, and then I guess he sees the ambition and whatnot. And he's like, yeah, do you have any songs like your hair or whatnot? So I played him something in the studio. He liked it. He told me he would email me. He emailed me back in like a week or two.
Mm-hmm.
And then I'm like, oh, this is lit. I call my boys and I'm like, yo, I'm about to perform out there.
Right.
So then I went out there. And when I went out there, it was like, yo, the vibes and like, I don't know, I felt like I got more love in Texas than in my own city. Like, it was crazy. Like,
this happens.
Like,
it will happen like that, though.
And like, the people that were there were just like, everyone just wanted to have a good time. Like there was people climbing fences while I was performing. Like, it was lit. Like, you can smoke anywhere in that venue where we were performing. Like, so, like, you know, the atmosphere was just crazy. Like,
yeah.
Backstage, everyone was just lighting up. So it's like, you know. Love to Texas.
Yeah, so like, did you got to meet Jim Jones?
I met Jim Jones in New York. I met Fat Boy. I was talking to him in Texas.
Mm.
I met
I seen
Rallo. I actually gave some music to Jadakiss.
Okay, so you know seen
what I mean?
Jada.
Yeah, I seen Jada. Okay. I seen Famous Dex. Seen a bunch of different people.
Nice.
A bunch of different artists.
Nice. And that, I guess that's how you met the Fat Boy.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Yeah, because I'm online, I'm on his page,
yeah,
and he's there playing you on his page.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So how did you guys make that connection even stronger from just even a meeting over at South by Southwest?
Yeah. So after I met him in Texas, it wasn't really like nothing serious, you know? It was just kind of like, he's looking at me like a fan, like, you know, I'm like, yo, that's Fat Boy, like, you know, showing love and stuff. But then he came down here in August. No, September 1st. He came down here September 1st.
For Caravana.
Yeah. No, I think it's after Caravana. Okay, yeah. He came September 1st, and then he was hosting a show that I was supposed to be performing at, which I performed at, but it wasn't really like it wasn't like planned or anything. It was kind of like a last minute thing. The promoters told me pull up, perform. So I performed NASCARs. He's there.
Mm.
He hears the song, and this guy just like, he stops the music. He's just like, yo, He's like, hold up, hold up. He stops the music.
Did he do something? Did he do something stupid? Because, you know, yeah. Started to come out because, like, yo, I seen him. Oh, these cookies are good.
Yeah.
And he started throwing them at the wall. And he started throwing them. These cookies are good.
Yeah.
Back to your story.
So he pauses the music. And then he's like, hold up. He's like, yo, this shit is hot.
Mm.
He wants to get on stage now to vibe out with us while we're performing this. So I'm like, yo, is this like... this is really happening right now, right?
Yeah.
And at that time, he doesn't even know that it's me that met him in Texas, right? So we're vibing out on stage and everything, like, we're just doing our thing.
The circle.
And then after the performance, he goes backstage, right? And then I'm walking and I see the security and I see him. I'm like, yo, fat boy. I'm like, yo, what's up? Like, you know what I mean? And then he's like, yo, you just did NASCARs, right? And then so the security let me go backstage. I went backstage and then... that's when I mentioned to him, I'm like, yo, I saw you in Texas. He's like, oh yeah, this and that.
Yeah.
And he's like, yo, can I do a remix for NASCARs, right? So now I'm like, yo, is this guy, because, like, you know, he's always joking around and stuff. So I'm like, I don't know how far I could take him, like, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
So he's like, yeah, I want to do a remix. He's supposed to do the remix the same night, right? Mm-hmm. I wasn't sleeping, like, I was up waiting for this guy. And then he got on his flight and he told me, just send it over and I'm gonna do it.
Right.
And, like, literally a couple nights ago, he sent it to my email. The remix was done. And I wake up this morning and I see him playing it on his story. So I'm like, yo, this is lit. And we're actually gonna do a remix video. I'm gonna fly out to him in October.
Nice.
And we're gonna shoot it.
Okay.
Nice.
Yeah,
nice.
You gotta say,
I seen that. I had to repost that. I seen that. I'm like, yo, this is big. Yeah. I'm reposting this.
Yeah.
That's love right now. Yeah.
Yo, straight up. That's big.
Yeah.
Straight up.
Yeah.
Okay, now on a side note.
Mm.
While he was in the city, VIP Extracts, our boy, he did a video with Fat Boy too.
Oh yeah.
Was it a hotel video?
The hotel video. Yeah. And the man's like, yo, I'm trying to bust it out with my girl, G. And the man's like, yo, just chill. I got the camera. And the man just pulled it. Yo, all right, get out of here. Yo, like, yeah, the man is he's a humble guy. You know, like, he may act all funny and shit, like, but he's a real nice guy. Yeah. Was saying, like, you know, he's real cool.
Like, honestly, like, out of all these guys doing their thing on Instagram, like, I'm gonna say, like, he's actually a down to earth person. Like, he gives back to the community. Like, I see videos of him, like, even back to school time, he was doing, like, a giveaway. He bought, like, over, like, hundreds of different shoes, and, you know what I mean, he's giving away. Like, he's definitely supporting the community, like,
for sure.
He's there for the culture. Like, I respect that.
And I see him supporting, like, the other communities that are coming up.
Exactly.
Giving them advice and stuff like that. He there's some other people who are taking
over there.
There's some guys who are, like, taking shit a little too far and shit. He's like, yo, niggas, you know, there's boundaries and shit like that. So he even knows himself, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. UK, but hey, when that video drops, send it over to us.
Yeah.
We'll fucking play that shit on the show.
For sure.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying? And if the track's done, we'll put in the links right, like, for this episode, you know what I'm saying?
Like I have a song right now too, but we're gonna drop it as a video.
Yeah. You know what
I
mean? Do it right.
But we're gonna get it on WorldStar, cause like, I know this WorldStar is always around him. You know what I mean? Like, he's doing his thing, so we just gotta puzzle everything right for this release, cause it's like a make or break situation. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You like, gotta make sure you make the right move. You know what I'm saying? And you've been traveling around, I see, cause you went to the UK also.
Nah, I didn't get to go to. I didn't go to UK.
You didn't go to UK. Tells you about, shit, so where the fuck did I pick up that fact from? Jesus Christ, that must be a high fact right there.
We're gonna pull that back. We're gonna retract that statement because it's not true.
Yeah, let's pretend.
We appreciate it though.
Yeah, don't worry. That means it's in the cards. He's foreseeing it. Europe is coming.
Exactly.
He's seeing it.
That's the next stop. Definitely.
Yeah, he's seeing it. He's seeing it before. It's like he's like, yeah, okay, yeah. Europe is. I see Europe is coming for you guys. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So yeah, that's a good look.
Yeah.
Yo, all the videos that you guys put out, I like the vibe, I like the feel behind it.
Yeah.
Your flow, your style, everything is, you know.
Just try to be different and just, like.
Yeah.
You know, just.
That's one thing, like I said, it's like, there's a lot of people in the city, I heard it before.
Facts.
But this, like, it's not, I haven't heard it, it's like good, it's like, it's refreshing, it's exactly. Like you said, it's a new wave, but there's content, there's bars behind it, you know what I'm saying, there's substance behind it, you know what I mean, it's not just foolishness, mumbling, and
that's facts. Yeah, I appreciate that.
But yeah. And there's a track, even to continue with what you're saying, like, that there's real bars in there. You have a track, Long Live EY.
Yeah.
Right?
Yes, R.I.P.
So, it's a RIP track, right? Yeah. So tell me about, you know, the connection and like the inspiration, like when you're making the track and stuff too, man. And I'll add a little bit about like the gentleman, you know. I don't want to get too much into your personal business like that, but you know what I'm saying?
Nah, like honestly, like other than like my blood brother right here, you know what I mean? I looked at him as also like the closest thing to like a older bro too, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, and like he'd always be like there, like when I need advice for music, you know, he'd tell me what to do next, whatnot, you know. He supports in all ways he can. He's a good, like, good down to earth person, like, you know what I mean? Like, really kept it 100.
Yeah.
And so you know, after the situation happened, you know, like everyone was telling me to make a song, right? But like I wasn't really listening to it at the time, because I was still like, you know, caught up on the situation.
Yeah.
So I remember one night, I think it was like a couple of days after, I went home and then like I couldn't really sleep, and I'm just like, you know, I was just playing beats and I heard something, and I'm like, as soon as I heard this beat, I'm like, I just thought of his name. Yeah, I just knew, and it's like everything just came to my head right there, and I'm like, you know, I'm going to the studio the next morning, and I just went in and did it.
Okay.
Well, R.I.P. EY, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And I see you've been working with like a lot of different artists from the city. Artists named Friday Night.
Yeah.
You got
not Friday Ricky Dread, but Friday Night.
I seen that. Listen, he follows me on Instagram, I follow him back. But when I first seen them, I was like, oh shit. And then there's another Friday. There's a Friday 416 that's out there too.
Oh, man. Wow.
Listen,
it's a popular name.
It's okay, yo. I'm getting old, fam.
Ah, you say it's okay. And
I don't rap no more, fam. I'm a podcaster now.
Oh, wow. He's hung up his mic, yo.
I remember
Friday from Riverrun.
The Divided EP concert.
Oh, yes, Downtown.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
But tell me about the track that you got. Who else do you got tracks working with over here, man?
I got a couple features. I got one with Friday, right? We did a bunch of songs together already, right? You know, that's the big bro right there too. I don't know if you guys know 365, they're a little group going around too. They're doing their thing. I got a track with one of the members in that group too.
Okay.
Right. And
you gotta put me on, cause like
yeah, I know.
We'd like to know about
new music, new rappers.
Yeah.
And then I got the Fat Boy feature. Mm-hmm. Also got a feature with a rapper in New York. I don't know, his name's OP. He's with like the GS9 movement.
Okay,
the
I know OP.
Yeah. So I got with him, and then that's, oh yeah, who?
Scooby.
Oh yeah, I got a feature with an ex New York cat named Scooby Dozens. He's valid too.
Okay.
Yeah.
Who would you like to work with?
Like to work with The Weeknd.
Sure.
Like even Drake, you know what I mean? ASAP, Travis Scott, like Kanye.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Anybody in the city other than Drake?
Anybody in the city that I like to work with?
Not a producer. It doesn't necessarily have to be a rapper.
I work with Murder Beats, you know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. I work with Murder Beats. Like,
that's cool.
Fucking. Okay, you know what I got? One thing I want to know also.
Maybe like this one.
With the 444 album that dropped, right?
So what's that? The Jay-Z, right?
Yeah. Okay. Now, Jay had the line, niggas holding money to the air.
We don't hear that over here.
Right? And I see you got videos, and there's a lot of niggas who got videos.
Everybody's
got the money phone.
Yeah.
What are your feelings about that line?
Honestly, like, I see where he's coming from, right? You know what I mean? Like, at the end of the day, he's trying to make us look at the bigger picture, right? You know what I mean? Like, instead of flying money, actually invest it, right? That's what he's trying to get across, right? And but like, the way I looked at it when I was doing my video was just like, honestly, like, I'm still young, I'm just having fun, you know what I mean? Like, but at the end of the day, I still know what to do with my money, right? Like, that's just what it was. But I definitely feel where he's coming from.
Well, fuck, man. I know Boozy was trying to defend it.
Yeah.
He was like, nah, man, fuck that shit. This is what we do over here in the South. You know what I'm saying? And in the South, Jay-Z's word ain't law.
But Boosie's already asked some questionable conduct. They're already talking about he's going to get his 13-year-old son a fucking dad. His 15-year-old son. That's suspect right there, bro.
Shout out to Boosie Badass.
Almost throwing money
at
the car, man.
Oh, man. So, I hear, I've been listening to the lyrics, right? And, I didn't hear any lean lyrics in it, you know what I'm saying? What are your views on, like, the whole lean movement and stuff like that? Because you're 25, right? Yeah. Do you have any kids?
No.
No kids?
No.
Okay. What are your views on the whole lean movement and all that type of stuff?
Honestly, like, if I don't do it, I'm not going to rap about it, you know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
So, like, I can't really speak on, like lean. I don't really have no experience on lean, but, like, I could say this. Like, if that's your cup of tea, then, you know what I mean? Then do what you gotta do, like.
I can respect
but,
that.
Like, you know, I wouldn't personally do it. Like, I see people having seizures and, you know, tripping out and stuff like that.
Lil Wayne.
Yeah.
Lil Wayne, you know what I mean?
So, it's like, you don't want to admit
that. I see too much, like, too much bad things happening, too much, you know, negatives, as opposed to positives on that, like, lean shit.
Yeah.
So, but I'm not gonna fuck with that shit.
So, do you see cats in the city fucking with it? Because you've been down south to all these different places.
Yeah.
Right? So I'm sure you've seen your share of rappers coming from that direction, right over there, too.
They're just circling.
You've seen your share of rappers in the south.
Yeah.
With the styrofoam cups and shit like that. But this shit is popping out here, too. You see?
Yeah, it's popping out here now.
So, like, in your age group, do you see niggas, like, having seizures and shit in the city?
Nah, I don't really see anyone out here having seizures. Like, honestly, some of my boys drink lean, you know what I mean? Like, but, like, it's like, I don't know. Like, I mean, I guess it's for people that drink it, like, so often, right?
Yeah.
Right? Like, if you drink it so often, I guess that's when you'll probably see the impact of it. But, like, I don't really see it that often. Like, my boys drink it here and there, and that's just it. You know what I mean? I hear, like, people tell me it makes you feel slow, relaxed.
There's a cannabis version.
Okay.
So,
right here.
No, but there's an actual cannabis lean drink.
Yeah, there's a.
What's that like?
I've never tried the lean, the actual one, but I've tried the cannabis lean. I was like, I didn't want to try it, but I tried it on the show here. It was alright. It wasn't bad. Pardon?
What was the high liquor?
It just intensified what we were smoking. For me, it just made me really, really like.
Yeah.
I didn't feel like, I just got like, I was higher. It just intensified my high.
Yeah, I heard it makes you feel, I heard the real
lean. The real lean is something I don't want to fuck with. I ain't got no time for that.
You can't be sleepy and lazy, you know what I mean?
Nah, can't
do that.
Yeah, that shit, like, okay, for example, when you're in the South, right?
Yeah.
And you see a lot of niggas drinking over there in the fucking South?
Like, I see a lot of cups. Mm. But like, I don't really, yeah, like, it can be, I don't really look into, like, I don't know what's in it. Like, it can be alcohol, sure. Lean, you know what I mean?
Yeah, forget the lean. Let's get out to the next stop.
What's the most fucked up thing you see when you're out there?
Fuck. Friday likes the dirt.
I like the dirt.
Yeah.
Probably want to know shit, man.
Fuck. Most fucked up shit. Damn.
Without fucking up your connections and shit like that. Like, you don't have to be like, yo, I see fucking 21 Savage fucking do something wild. You know what I'm saying?
Honestly,
there's nothing. Don't worry.
I couldn't tell you. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I couldn't tell you.
So what do you got coming up next? You got new music you're working on? You're working on an album?
EP?
I'm working on a EP.
Mm-hmm.
You know, just getting like everything organized. I got a video coming out soon too.
Okay. Probably,
like, next couple weeks. And then
what's the name of the song?
It's called My Jar.
Okay, yeah. My Jar.
My Jar, yeah. So that's, it's gonna be
the Henny Jar song, or
yeah, so you could say it's called In My Jar. It's like, you know, just about the whole sauce, like the whole Honey Jar movement. Like, that's what it's about.
So
you're gonna get more of a general understanding. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It's the right time for that right now.
So like,
went down the wrong way, Friday.
Give me your top 5 rappers right now.
All time, like, overall, like,
right now, and then overall, all time.
Right now, my top 5 rappers, I'm gonna say is Drake. I'm gonna say Jay-Z.
Mm-hmm.
J. Cole, Kendrick, and I some people might not agree with this one right here, but I'm gonna say Uzi for me, like, okay. Right now.
Hey,
like, that's, you know what I mean? That's my five right there, like.
Okay. My last question.
Yeah.
And then we're gonna get into our smoke and mirrors and air hip hop tape. Okay.
All right.
Would you rather have a record deal where you're giving up like 50% of your publishing, okay? But these niggas are gonna take you right through the fucking machine onto the next level? Or if somebody bless you with $500,000, say you guys just run on your own and fucking run an independent label?
That's a trick question right there. So
right, that was those sometimes. Yeah, that was just right out the brain, yo.
Honestly, like, it's probably like, so that the label would give you, put you in the position you want to be in, right?
Yeah.
So this ain't no 360 deal or anything like that. This is like the...
Oh, no, this is 360. They're going to get 50% of your publishing.
They don't, forever. You're saying they're going to, like, for as long as the deal lasts, right?
Yeah. Like, let's say you do a 4-album deal.
I'm going to honestly stick with the 500K and stay independent and utilize that money in, you know, and put myself in that next position without me giving away 50%, you know?
Sure.
Yeah. Yo, in the end of the day, there is no wrong answer. You know what I'm saying?
I think it all has to do with the artist, right? Like, if you really don't have any, like, and I don't really have the most knowledge in the music game yet. I'm still learning. But, like, if you don't have any at all, you're probably going to take that 50%, right?
Because
you're getting someone to walk you through it. But if you have, like, a general idea and you know what you actually want, that 500K...
And there's pitfalls too.
Yeah.
You can have a 4-album deal.
Yeah.
You're going to be taking 50% of your publishing. But now somebody else comes into the label and they fucking lit as fuck. You got 4-album, you only dropped one out of four.
That's the problem.
And they shelved you.
And you can get benched anytime too.
That's what I mean. They fucking threw you on the fucking bench. And you're like, yo, I want to get my fucking other 3 albums off. Every time you try to drop a mixtape, they say, nah, red tape. You know what I'm saying?
Sure.
So there's you, but the thing is, you're on fucking TV every day.
That's like how flipping like Wayne, you know, he wants to drop a Carter 5, can't drop a Carter 5.
Can drop shit.
But then what about Drake? Drake dropped the shit in, like, Drake be dropping albums in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, what you're not gonna let me? I just drop it. Call it an album.
Hey.
That's my deal.
The difference also is like, once Drake has done the amount of album that he's supposed to do, he's out of his fucking deal.
Exactly, because I'm saying, because the last one, did he drop it like in the middle of the night? Like, yeah, okay, boom.
Yeah.
The next morning, it was like, oh, Drake dropped an album.
I don't know what kind of fucking deal Wayne had. Wayne got the strap to your fucking leg for life fucking
house arrest. He got that house. Yeah, he's got a built-in bracelet.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, they inserted that bracelet.
That shit's crazy.
So, yo, but quick question. So you're the only, like, from your group of friends or clique or movement, other than Friday, you're the only rapper?
Yeah.
Okay.
So, wait a minute. You Friday Night? No. Who Friday Night?
He's a rapper too. You know what I mean?
Yeah, introduce yourselves. Yeah, let me know who else is involved.
Yeah, we have other guys just here chilling, smoking.
You know what I mean? But,
pardon?
Call me HBK Surf.
Okay, right, yeah, turn your mic around for him Friday. You know what I'm saying? Give him some volume.
HBK Surf? Yeah.
I'm just saying Kush.
Kush?
Yeah.
Okay. HBK Surf and Kush in the building. You know what I'm saying? And no, I'm good. So we're going to get into our discussion that we usually do near the end of the show now, where we talk about hip hop news and different shit like that. We're trying to switch it from hip hop tea, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
Call it smoke and mirrors.
Something. We need something else to call it other than hip hop tea and other things.
So I've been posting a few things, right? First, let's start with the fucking Cash Me Outside Girl to keep it into a hip hop.
Oh, we need it back onto the show again?
Just to keep it a hip hop conversation. Or I guess.
How is she hip hop? How is she hip hop?
No, when I said this shit and then I thought about what I just said.
You're trying to pull it back.
Let's talk about Cash Me Outside Girl and keep it a hip hop conversation.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah, no, but.
Yeah, I think you need to hit the blunt.
That's the problem, right? She got an album coming out.
Yeah.
She got a deal with Atlantic.
Yeah, but she's 15 years old?
I don't know how old she is.
Yeah, she's a youngin'. Of course she's gonna take that deal. She's thinking, look how her fame came about.
Catch me outside.
Catch me outside, and people thought she said catch me outside or whatever the fuck it is. Like, speak English, pick up your tongue.
Catch me outside, how about that? Yeah. what do you think about this, man? Like, people just getting record deals off the hop of their fucking Instagram being lit with no fucking skills.
It's crazy. Honestly, it's like, as much as, like, you know, it's so surprising, it's like that person did something no one else did, right? You know what I mean? One thing I noticed is that everyone's just being themselves. Like, that those guys that come up out, like, off of that stuff on Instagram and the whole hype, it's just like, you just do what the fuck you want to do, right? And
that's it.
It's true.
Well, you gonna be looking forward to that? You ready for that?
Not at all.
No, it's not bumping in the whip?
Nah, because she's not Canadian.
How about that, yo?
You know what I'm saying? In my car, if it isn't, okay, yo, if it isn't Mobb Deep, you know what I'm saying, Infamous, or Biggie, or all of that shit, it's Toronto hip-hop I'm listening to in my car, you know what I'm saying? I'd be listening to that Ragu, I'd be killing that Ragu, the sauce in my car. I won't front. I'd be killing that shit. That's why I can't give it to you, because I'd be killing it. Yo, I got the Freedom Riders. I got the Frankie Pinkle and Bias, obviously, his family. I got the Rhyme Animal. You know what I'm saying? I got the Toxic in my car. Like, I'm listening to Toxic in my car. You know what I'm saying? People are like, who's Toxic?
A lot of names I don't know.
These are older heads. You know what I'm saying? So, taking Freedom Riders. They're a group of MCs from the city. They're older heads, but they're good. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? And then there's Natural Born Strangers. And then there's also man like Tona, Adam Bomb, Rich Kid. You know, these guys are all guys, you know, take them in. They're older heads, obviously. Yeah, but their music is same, still
wicked. Good music is good music.
Exactly.
No, it's fire. You know what I'm saying? Another person I want to bring up, R. Kelly. We're going to bring him back. Jesus. Sorry. We have to. We have to.
Can I need a beer for this one?
We have to bring back R. Kelly because he keeps on, it's not even him. He's just chilling now. He's trying to stay on tour. Doing his thing.
Running his cult.
He's got his girls. You watch the wall. Don't fucking say nothing until I finish peeing on this one or whatever the fuck his little kind of
man's pipe piper routine that he does. He's doing his pipe piper thing.
But there's layers. And the layers keep on coming up. Right? So Jahonda Pace, which is one of the alleged women that was...
The woman who escaped.
Who had a gag order and who decided she's gonna come out and start talking. Okay? So Jahonda Pace, she's on the fucking talk show on the reel.
Yeah.
Talking about the whole details about how there's this lady that came into the place, into the tour bus and say, or, you know, there's a lady who's like a trainer and she trains how to have sex with the motherfucker.
Oh, man.
Oh, she's a tutor.
Yeah, she's sex tutor.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And then boom, like...
So he's trying to give them like that tantric, you know? He wants them to learn.
Yeah, but mind
that's
you...
how I want to be pleased, bitch.
Mind you, this is... She was still a mad youngin' at this time, too. So he broke her virginity, she says.
Wow.
And then when she walks into the bus, he's butt naked. The trainer's butt naked. And he's like, yo, this is the woman who's gonna, this is how she's breaking down what's going in the Kelly mansion and in the different places, yo. And then she says she escaped. This is where shit kind of went cloudy, okay? She said she escaped because she told, they were getting ready to go do something. And she told him that her uncle lives a few doors down. And she needs to go get a few piece of gear or whatever from his crib or whatever. And he said, I do that. And when she went outside, but come right back. And when she went outside, she realized that she was outside and she left all her shit and she never came back. And that's how she escaped. What do y'all think of this shit, man? Is this fucking shit really happening, B? Is R. Kelly really fucking... Like, this has been weeks now, fam.
Yeah. Hey, R. Kelly is doing what R. Kelly wants to do. He's obviously got enough money to do what he's been getting away with. You understand what I'm saying? Because, like, yo, look at the shit he's been charged with. Then he's been fucking, like, you know, pissing. He tried to blame his brother, said it was his brother in the video.
Oh, in the P video.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And then now he's got this sex cult going on with these underage girls and keeping them to their age. You know what I think it is? I think the man got tired of her. The man, he probably likes them at a certain age, and then after they get a certain age, like when the girl turned 19 or something, he's like, nah, she's too old, son, get rid of her. You know what I'm saying? I need something younger. Like, you know, like, you know how, like, he's a pedophile, bro. Straight up, he's a pedophile. Straight up, he's a predator, he's a pedophile. The man married Aaliyah when she was 15 years old. You understand what I'm saying? So,
yeah, like, if, okay.
This then, is, hold on, he pissed on a girl. Uh-huh. He pissed on a girl who's like 13 years old.
Right.
Right? So that's like 15, 13. He's already established an age group. Mm-hmm. Now, how old is this girl is when she says she escaped?
I don't know.
I'm telling you, the man likes them at a certain age. Once they're past a certain age, he's got no more use for them. That's why he has a bag of them. And that's what I'm saying. He keeps them at a certain age, gets their parents to sign them over. And then once he's done, oh yeah, I'm going to improve their career. I'm going to make them singer, this and that. That girl's a singer? Where's her music?
That's the thing. That she was an aspiring singer.
But where's her music?
Oh, fuck.
What's going on with the lyrics? Where's the lyrics? Where's the singing? What, no time in the studio?
Singing time done. She's singing on the fucking reel now.
Where was the music she was supposed to be making, right? I'm telling you, the man has a certain preference when it comes to age. As soon as the girl touches a certain age, man, don't be surprised if a next girl come up now and she's like 19, 20 years old.
There's supposed to be another chick that just has remained nameless in the whole thing. Let me ask you a question, September.
Yeah.
R. Kelly comes up to you, okay? You're a South by Southwest, alright? R. Kelly comes up to you.
Friday, play the devil right now.
R. Kelly comes up to you. He's like, yo, fam, let's do a tune. Yeah, it's going to be super lit. It's going to be on my next album. Because, you know, he's still coming out with new music. He dropped music on the gram just last week or some shit.
Are you serious?
Yeah. He's not done.
He's not done, nah.
But he writes from numerous people, so he'll never be done.
He's like, fam, I need a September verse on my shit, though.
Yeah.
Or just a hook. Just a hook. Send me a hook.
We're doing it.
You're doing it.
The check clears. The check clears.
Yeah, like secure a bag, right?
Secure a fucking bag.
His preference ain't my preference.
Yeah. Hey, put it this way. Even if the motherfucker is guilty and all that shit, you could still be like, yo, boom, send out the fucking tune. Because his name was still rolling.
It's still a song with R. Kelly. Like, we know R. You know, R. His music career. You know, it's R. Kelly still. Like,
It's messed up, but yeah.
It's messed
up, Kelly. Hey, it's fucked up, but it's still R. Kelly.
I secured a bag, man.
Straight up.
But it's count.
You know, if the money talks, you know, it's a credit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You don't have to co-sign what he's about. Yeah. As long as there's no little underage girls going around when you're doing your thing, everything's blessed.
You know, that's the thing. He's not going to have mans in the studio. Like,
it's not like when he was recording. Send me a track. Send me your thing.
It's not like when he was recording a track.
I send you my thing, you send me my bag. We're good. That's it.
Like, when him and Jadakiss were doing Fiesta.
Pardon me? What?
TP2000 was an ill
album. Listen.
Hey.
He's a fucking cool.
Hey, the man has music. Like, yo. Don't get it twisted. Like,
step in the name of love.
Yo, the man has tunes. Like, the man has tunes.
I just wasn't talking with the closet. With the closet chapters.
Yeah, the closet.
The Mr. Big tracks. That was.
Yeah.
He has that big. That big song. The one where it's like, what is it? I wish. Right. Someone passed away when you made that song.
That was a big song. But you see, he's versatile, but the fuckery he's keeping up right now can't co-sign that.
It's hard.
Straight, can't co-sign the fuckery.
So, okay, there's a few people, there's one person I want to get to, but I'm saving this motherfucker. Oh, okay?
Gosh, I wonder who this is. Let me look.
Don't worry. I'm saving this motherfucker. So, Nas, Nicki, that happened. We talked about that shit. Fuck all that. We're bringing that shit back up again.
Yeah, Nas and Nicki.
Local. Belly.
Belly's not local. He's not from Toronto. So it's not local. Let's clear this up right now.
He's from Ottawa.
Not from Toronto. So that's not local. He's from... He's from Ottawa, okay? No, but he's not from Toronto.
But,
okay? All right. Clarifying.
Canadian-wise.
Okay, Canadian-wise. Okay. Thank you.
So, there's this rapper, Russ, okay? I don't know if y'all know this guy.
I heard of this guy. Is this the dude with my cell track? He's a white guy.
He's a white guy. You know what, to be honest, I think
the guy Russ, I think he has like two tracks, three tracks maybe, but I know there's one track where he's like, yo, I'll do it my damn self or something like that. Like, it's something along the lines.
I've never heard about Russ before.
Yo, the guy's like an independent artist. Man's been doing this shit for like almost 10 years. Like, on the low by himself. Like, yo, like the man, what, like, the one of the man's biggest tracks, I'm pretty sure.
Are you from Toronto?
No, I don't know if he's from Toronto.
I think he's from Florida.
I don't know where he's from.
No, he's from Jersey.
I just know he's an independent artist. And he's like, yo, one of his, like I said, one of his biggest tracks is like, yo, I'll do it myself. Or, like, what am I, like, what they want. It's, that's what they want, or some shit like, yo, and the track was a big track. Like, I just can't remember the name of the song right now. But, like, yo, the man is on, like, he built his own wave.
Yeah.
He built his own wave.
And he makes it a point to tell people.
Yeah, that's his whole, his whole spiel. Like, yo, I did this for myself, nobody helped me. And, like, he's sounding like he's whining, like a crybaby.
He sounds kind of bitter.
Yeah, like,
he went around on Everyday Struggle, talking about, you know, he attacked the fucking host, talking about how y'all never even answered my emails and all that.
Pardon? That was the first time I heard him. See?
You know what? I started seeing him on Vlad TV. That's when I first started fucking seeing him.
The first time I heard him.
You know what I'm saying? But I never listened to the man's music. And to this day, now you're just telling me about tunes. Anyhow, what happened
is, maybe three tracks, something like that, that I don't.
This nigga at the recent most South by Southwest, I think.
Yeah.
Talking about, he had a T-shirt like lean. If you drink lean,
and you're a loser.
You're a fucking loser, right?
That was him.
Yeah.
Okay. I seen that.
Now, Belly come back, respond. He's on Instagram like, yo, I'm gonna pull up on this nigga. And
why? Because he drinks lean?
Yeah, and he's like,
well, yo, okay, that explains a lot then, because, yo, he drinks lean. If that's the case, that makes sense, because, yo, the man on Canada Day, I think it was at Nathan Phillips Square. Man signed a contract where he's not supposed to swear. The man is swearing. This little kid, yo, you should have seen, yo.
I remember that. We covered that shit.
Exactly, but yo, I got to go Friday. If you could see the white women, how mad they were and disgusted. Like, yo, there's people
out here. I'm scared.
Yo, there's people out here with their 3-year-old kids, and they're not ready for that profound club music that he was he did not, yo. They were bent, yo. Like, yo, the man is like, yo. So it explains his conduct. He's like, yo, they'll never censor my art. Fuck you. Like, buddy, that was his response. Like,
hey.
Is this, yeah, like, so that's a lean answer. Makes sense now.
He's, it goes back to the whole lean thing.
Fuck the lean guy. You're like, I seen something happen the other day over some lean, which was hilarious. You know what I'm saying? And it was like, wow. It was just, the lean is just, like, it's stupid, bro. It's liquid heroin. Don't fuck with it. Straight up. Like, look, Gucci Man, don't fuck with it no more. Fucking what's his face? A Faka Waka Flame or whatever. Waka Faka Flame. Waka. He don't fuck with it no more. You understand what I'm saying? Like, these guys stop. Like, even Gucci Man was saying, yo, I was going through withdrawals. Like, you understand what I'm saying? I was sick. Then even Vice.
G-Herbal, all them niggas is talking about,
yo, he's like, yo, that's just no good for you, bro. Like, when you stop, you go, your body, you're gonna get sick, like heroin. Cause that's basically, it's like what it is.
Well, you know what? Fuck it. Fuck
no
it.
Lean, bro.
And Belly,
marijuana, smoke weed every day.
That Belly story, it wasn't really running as much as I thought it was gonna run. But,
yo, cause Belly, he's you know what I'm saying? But he's not from Toronto. Let's clear that up.
Let's get to the shits. Fucking the video dropped.
Was that what you were saving for last? Was that the big tidbit you were saving for last?
What, the Belly?
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay. No. Thank God.
The shits. Okay. We're gonna get to the shits.
Okay.
So, the internet or the fucking world is lit up right now, okay? Because last week, or a couple of weeks ago, we were covering this nigga because of the hurricane and how the man was like, yo, y'all ain't donating enough money to all his celebrity friends, and then he had to rock everybody come out of the fucking woodworks.
Okay,
like, yeah. Now, this week, this nigga's on the gram.
Confessing the cheating.
You know what happened was,
sideways confessing.
And so now the man is completely out the door, fucking slipping. Okay, so apparently there's a fucking video that went out.
Yeah, because he's accused of cheating on his new wife that he cheated on his ex-wife with. That's now his new wife, and now you got accused of cheating on that bitch.
Yeah.
So you hear this fuckery? The man got busted with his ex-wife. With this thing, cheating on his ex for the new thing that he now married, and I got bust again cheating on his new wife with some random shit. And suppose it's something to do with ribs. I don't know why I keep seeing the ribs. What's the ribs association? I need to figure out this ribs association.
Well, there's a woman now that they're saying that they're trying to find out who was trying to release the video, because the woman is
supposedly you can't see him in the video. They're saying blackmail thing.
They can see him in the fucking video. We know that's that nigga in the video, but allegedly. However, the fucking chick that they said, or whoever they said had the video, they said they're trying to hit them for extortion. You know what I'm saying? Because she wanted fucking money to release the fucking video, and from when they didn't get no fucking money, they just dropped that shit. You know what I'm saying? So now the FBI is looking for her.
Yeah.
Right?
I've seen that also.
And they got some chick now today that's up on the fucking thing saying that, like, yo, she has the Lisa Bloom chick, the same fucking lawyer chick from Black China and all those other cases, is supposed to represent her with this whole FBI case, because now people are like, yo, you're trying to extort the nigga. You know what I'm saying? So he flipped the whole cheating game into this bitch is trying to extort me. You know what I'm saying?
He's using that money to accommodate what he's got to do, you know? He's got lawyers, he's got people talking, like, yo, this is what I need to do here. That's what I need to do. That is what you need to do. You want to cover the, you want to cover your ass? Oh shit!
Oh,
that's for the homies that passed away and shit. You know what I'm saying? We leave that there.
Yo, what do you think about all this this fucking Kevin Hart shit? You seen any of this shit going on here?
Nah, not really.
No,
not. Nah, oh, you're talking about with the whole like
the cheating.
My bad. Yeah, I seen everything so far. Yeah. The girl trying to like extort him, right? Yeah. Honestly.
What would you do if you were in that situation? Would you pay the money?
You're super fucking rich.
Are you gonna let them drop the tape? Are you gonna be like, nah, that, you know, you're gonna
honestly,
pay it?
Honestly, he should have paid the money.
You just pay it.
He should have just paid it, but then I respect him for, you know, being honest. I just, he apologized to his wife and kids on, you know what I mean?
Drop the tape.
Yo, that's like this. He has a lot more to lose. Like,
okay.
The money can always be generated again. You know what I mean? It's Kevin Hart. Like,
is it a sex tape?
It's a fucking sex tape.
So, yo, hold on. Let's talk about sex tapes. Kim Kardashian blew up off a sex tape.
Yeah, but
hold on. Paris Hilton with her fucking hepatitis ass blew up with a fucking sex tape. Right? Fucking Tommy Lee and fucking Pamela Anderson with their
Tommy Lee?
Yes, and Pamela Anderson.
Yeah, sex tape. Some of the originals.
You understand what I'm saying? So yo, blowing up off a sex tape ain't nothing new.
So you're trying to tell me that fucking Kevin Hart needs a sex tape to blow
up? It's not that he needs a sex tape, but how's it gonna fuck him up at this point?
But at this point though, Kevin Hart's probably as big as he could probably get, right?
Yeah.
Nah, man.
I don't think there's any.
Yo, there's no one that doesn't know Kevin Hart.
Yeah, he's
exactly. There's no. I hear what you're
when
saying.
When Kim K had her sex tape, yeah, she wasn't really that big, right?
Kim K.
Yeah.
She was still coming up. She was Kim Kardashian.
Kimberly
Kardashian.
She was still on Young Thotty Patrol, yo. Come on, man.
Yeah, she ain't got her first face. She ain't got her first facelift yet.
You see, the thing is, here's my thing. You're a celebrity, right? And most of these celebrity niggas already know. You got whatever going on. You got like four chicks in the spot, whatever.
I'm with the man.
Phones up. No? Phones up. No?
Take your phones.
For the dogs then.
He probably has enough for the dogs then. So remember, he has the plastic cup boys or whatever his squad is. So they're probably up in their other rooms doing their thing. But Kevin, his room, he needs about three or two to three, because he's probably desensitized from having so much sex in his life, being that lit, and the nigga's like 4 foot and change, so you know he's gonna try to get into it as much as he can now, cause he wasn't getting it when he was a little broke 4 foot and change nigga, just you know what I'm saying?
Just too horny. You see him too horny.
The nigga.
You know, he got caught up, and now he's paying for it, but like the man in sale, drop the tape.
Fuck. Phone's at the door, no? Come on,
yeah,
fam.
Sure. For sure, for sure. Yeah, you're coming in here. You got to leave your phone at the door. Put your name in the. Here's a bag.
He could have put a post-it note, right?
Write your name on the post-it note. Put it in the bag. Seal that bitch up. And when you leave, you get that shit. When you leave, here you go. Here's your phone. There you go. Have a nice day.
Man.
But well, whatever. He deserves what he gets for being loose. Yeah.
Huh? He could have played it smarter.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Let's just hope there's no baby that comes out of here and he's not a sushi boy.
You know how I'm going to wrap this up? This is what's going to happen. And this is my prediction. All
right.
Okay? Now that this shit has happened, you ain't going to see the repercussion now. It's going to be like a year from now. Okay? Because shorty having a kid and all this shit.
Who's having a kid?
His wife. She's about to drop.
I thought the side chick was going
to
have
a kid. No, his wife's about to drop. A year from now, she's going to fucking hit that nigga for like fucking half his fucking
money. Oh, you think she's going to divorce him after the huge drop?
Like, but not now. When the shit is cold. Okay, you know what I'm saying?
Friday's
then she's going to come back around the block and fucking snatch up the fucking bag.
Friday's prediction is coming for the bag after the baby drops.
That'll be by episode like 100. We'll be talking about fucking Kevin Hart losing like half the bag, bro. Because he'll be stupid crazy rich by then, dog. Like, dumb crazy rich. You know what I'm saying? So we're
going to wrap. Is there anything else you have on there?
Let me see what else I have on the list here. While we get our cameras. What's going on with the other camera here?
The battery is dead.
The battery is dead.
Blood clot. We're going to wrap it up soon, you know what I'm saying?
It's almost 11.
Almost 11 o'clock here. I don't really think I have any more else on the list here. Cardi B got choked out by the boy now.
What?
Yeah. She got choked out by the fucking New York City boy now.
She's doing bloody moves.
You know what I'm saying? She's like the queen of the hour right now.
Yeah, she's lit right now.
Yeah, because she's got a few different things going on. So let me break down the fucking Cardi B fucking she legacy.
She got choked out.
She got the fucking Bodak Yellow shit popping. You know what I'm saying? And then now Kodak Black jumped on the fucking remix. You know what I'm saying? So
that's smart.
That track's about to be number one on the charts. Right?
Yeah, she's making history.
She's number two on Billboard right now. She got fucking Janet Jackson doing her tune in the...
She's working with Miss Nasty?
No, Janet Jackson fucking doing her tune on stage and shit like that.
Oh.
Like in the middle of her shows and shit like that. So, at this point now, fucking Cardi B's like on the next level. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
That was
big.
Fucking
her keeps on rolling them, yo. That's how we do over here, yo.
Smoke over here, bro.
You know what I'm saying? Smoke.
We're not drink champs, we're blunt champs.
Yeah. So yeah, she got choked out, you know what I'm saying? So
that's crazy.
Shout out to Cardi B, yo, you know what I'm saying? Hold your head, yo. Don't let the fucking fight the power, yo.
White have choked her out? There's no footage?
I was looking for footage online.
Yo. Where's the footage, man? There has to be some footage of this shit.
Well, you know, I'll see what I can find.
Choked up by the boy. Someone must have to have that on tape. Come on now.
When I do my YouTube search, we'll see you on one. So, Mr. September.
Yep.
What do you got coming up next on the musical front?
Video right now.
What's the next tune now? You say you got the tune with Fat Boy that you're gonna be doing.
NASCAR remix.
You have an album on in the works.
EP.
And how much of that EP is done?
To be honest, it's just all writing process right now. Nothing's been recorded.
Okay. So.
And you have a new track coming out in a couple of weeks, right?
Yeah.
Or a couple of days or whatever. So.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's kind of blitz right now.
So we covered everything now.
Soon, man. Yeah.
Let the people know where to find you as far as your social medias and different things like that.
See YouTube, September $S, Instagram SEM.September. You know, Twitter September every month. You could get me on Snapchat too. Every month.
Okay. Let's see, Mr. Fucking Smokey the Bear.
Oh yes, that's me. SSC. _ Hayhurst, _PK, I'm fucking blitz right now, so don't mind me. Yeah, Paul Bunyan, because nobody chops more trees than me. Catch me on PK, catch me on Instagram, doing my thing, Lipsy Muscle, if you know me from the gym. And yeah, episode 33 is pretty lit. I'm rolling another blunt before the man them leave, so yeah, let's do this.
Yeah. And you know where to find me, get at my website, Friday, aka Ricky Dredd, that's DRED.com. Get at our YouTube channel. That's youtube.com/WeLoveHipHop. Subscribe, rate, comment, all that good shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, 1,000 followers. We're giving away a can of wood. A category. That's how you know I'm fucking high.
Yeah, well, we so yeah, get at our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's at
WeLoveHipHop Toronto. Maggie had some of that. Ran through it.
Let me finish this up here.
Sorry.
Yeah, so yeah, get at our Instagram as well as our Twitter. That's at WeLoveHipHopToronto. Once we get to 1,000 followers, we're going to be giving away a Canagar. So we're almost there. We're about just a little bit under 200. So we can get that Canagar out to one of our special followers. So yeah, and also get at me at all my shit across the board. That's Friday Ricky Dread. That's Dred. Yo, it's lit, yo. We the world's most smoked out podcast.
Yeah.
We love hip hop, yo. Yeah. We out.